place, join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Well, we're just ahead of a really nice day. 39 degrees right now. It's going to warm up quite a bit today. High today about 65. Tonight partly cloudy with the low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the upper 50s. Today is going to be great. Thanks for being with us. 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
ISIS video threat.
You now have 72 hours.
The Colorado Theater Massacre.
It's expected to take months to select jury members.
President promotes State of the Union speech.
America is now in a position to really turn the page.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A new video, a new demand from the terror group ISIS, and the lives of two people are on the line. We're live at the foreign desk with CBS's Vicky Barker.
To the Japanese public.
The knife-wielding masked man stands above his hostages, shown kneeling in orange jumpsuits. He tells the Japanese people,
"You now have 72 hours to pressure your government in making a wise decision."
The demand, $200 million, what Japan has pledged to countries affected by ISIS. Analyst Shashank Joshi suspects the worst.
Their intention isn't really to negotiate for cash, but it's almost certainly to kill the hostages and secure more publicity.
One of those hostages is reportedly a well-known freelance journalist. The other, a private military contractor who apparently first went to Syria to fight. Speaking in Jerusalem, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said Japan will not give in to what he calls unforgivable threats. Steve?
Police in Germany raided about a dozen homes, most in and around Berlin, in a new anti-terror sweep. In France, court action today for four men allegedly linked to a gunman in the Paris attacks. Here at home, jury selection begins today in the case of the 2012 mass murder at a Colorado movie theater.
9,000 people from a suburban Denver county have been summoned as potential jurors for a trial expected to last many months with much gruesome testimony. Defense lawyers admit James Holmes was the shooter who killed 12 people inside a movie theater, but they contend he was or is legally insane. Expert opinions about the mental health of the former grad student will be key. Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
Now to Cincinnati, where an overpass that was being torn down suddenly collapsed last night onto Interstate 75.
We heard a big loud noise. We ran outside and saw that the bridge had collapsed on top of the semi-truck.
The driver of that truck was hurt. A demolition worker was killed. Police Chief Jeff Blackwell says there will be an investigation and tons of concrete needs to be removed.
This will be a mess. It will be. We anticipate at least a 48-hour closure of I-75 South.
Most of the key themes are already out there as President Obama is set to deliver his State of the Union speech tonight. White House correspondent Bill Plant.
President Obama may be a lame duck, but his goal tonight is to convince middle-class America that he and his party can still help. He'll challenge Republicans in Congress to increase taxes on the wealthy to fund tax breaks for average Americans, which he previewed in a White House video.
We have the opportunity to capitalize on some of the long-term trends that make America best positioned to take advantage of the 21st century.
Republicans have already blasted the president's proposals as not serious, and he has already threatened to veto five pieces of GOP legislation. Even so, he will talk of cooperation tonight as Mr. Obama tries to shape the outline of his legacy. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
Politics and the judiciary are the focus of a key case before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
In about 40 states, to be a judge, you have to be a candidate first.
Supreme Court Justice Robin Hudson sided with predators.
Bridget McCormick volunteered to help free a terrorist.
Judges and judicial candidates have been acting more and more like regular politicians,
says CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cullen.
The question is whether they can do that and still appear impartial when they are on the bench.
Friends. Florida bars candidates from directly soliciting campaign contributions. ACLU Executive Director Stephen Shapiro says that violates free speech rights and that there are other ways states can keep judges honest.
Enforce ethics rules that require judges to disqualify themselves in any cases in which there are conflicts of interest and require disclosure of all contributions.
At Justice at Stake, Bert Brandenburg thinks restrictions such as this are essential.
Almost 9 in 10 Americans believe this money is affecting decisions in the courtroom.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, among events taking place all across the country yesterday, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., was a rally and march held here in Chapel Hill.
We all hope that there's a generation in the future of young people who will wake up and not be burdened with issues of racism.
There were also about 200 Hillsboro marchers gathering downtown for the 20th anniversary Northern Orange King celebration. And Eno River Association has been defending the environment for nearly 50 years, but this week the nonprofit faced a new type of threat. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, yesterday UNC officials finally confirmed the news that had been reported unofficially for weeks. Former Auburn head football coach Gene Chizik has been named Carolina's new defensive coordinator. And
every time I hear Duke EV go off on Coach K, I think, get a room.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, we have 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. We look for a beautiful day today. High today about 65 degrees with a lot of sunshine. It was a nice sunny day yesterday, not quite as warm as it will be later today. Among events taking place all across the nation, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the national holiday was a rally and march held in downtown Chapel Hill. WCHL's Blake Hodges was there and has this report.
As the sun rose higher in the Carolina blue sky on Monday morning, hundreds came out to the post office on Franklin Street to take part in the march and rally to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and continue spreading his message. Music was provided by the UNC Gospel Choir.
God is great, oh, and greatly to be praised.
Standing on the steps of the post office, Madrid Smith, a first-year student and psychology major at UNC, gave a speech about the obstacles that still stand in the way as a community while battling racism.
We're seeing issues of race being brought up that aren't new. They've just been unresolved. Police brutality, been happening. Mass incarceration, been happening. Disparities in racial economic power, been happening. It been here since we were brought here.
Smith says that he continues to hear people question what is left to be done in the fight for equal rights.
Why is racism still an issue? There's no more slaves. Everybody has the right to vote. Immigration laws are a little more lenient. A lot of places have a lot more diversity. Special programs and initiatives have been set up to give us equal opportunity. We've done everything physically possible to solve the race issue, but have we done everything mentally possible?
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt was in attendance at the march. He says that it's important to hear the issues that are touching your community when you have been elected as a leader. Kleinschmidt adds that it is wonderful to see the young people in the community getting involved.
We all hope that there's a generation in the future of young people who will wake up and not be burdened with issues of racism, sexism, homophobia, and they're going to have equal opportunity. For young people, particularly like our speaker today, a first-year student at UNC, to realize that that work needs to be maintained and continue and to expand in the future provides hope that generation will wake up and be provided those opportunities.
Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, who was also at the rally, says that the event was rejuvenating.
It was absolutely faith-restoring, as was said by the speaker. Understanding the challenges that we face now from institutionalized racism and discrimination and how we need to be aware of that and engage that. It was inspiring.
Those at the event made their way from the post office down Franklin Street, chanting along the way.
God
before assembling in First Baptist Church. Now, once inside, a festive atmosphere developed very quickly. There was singing, dancing in the aisle, and prayer, all in the lead-up to the address from Michelle Laws, who's executive director of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP. The North Carolina NAACP is the second largest state chapter in the country, only behind New York. Laws was happy to see the diverse crowd of those who were taking part in the day's celebration.
But then there are those of us who come because this is the place where the Lord renews our strength and restores our joy and strengthens our faith after we have been battered on the battlefield for justice.
Laws calls for remembering the families of those nationally known cases that charged racial tensions in 2014. Law says that the moral movement will not back down from the pressure that they have put on lawmakers. She adds that there is strength in numbers as the movement spreads to new areas. On the day celebrating the life, legacy, and message brought forward 50 years ago by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the overriding theme on Monday was that there remains more work to do. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While all of that was taking place in Chapel Hill in Hillsboro, they were having a similar celebration. About 200 Hillsboro marchers gathered downtown for the 20th anniversary Northern Orange King celebration. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
Members of the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, the Orange County Board of Education, and the Orange County Board of Commissioners were among those who gathered at the Hillsboro Courthouse at 9 a.m. to celebrate King's legacy. Orange County Commissioners Chair Earl McKee paid tribute to him and others of the civil rights movement who are no longer with us.
Too many of those voices were silenced by violence. Some because they insisted on the right to vote. Some because they insisted on the right to sit or to ride where they chose. And unfortunately, some simply because they spoke the truth. Those voices are gone now. They're part of history. But lest that history be forgotten, we must speak not only for them, but for our children and our children's children.
Dr. Stephen Halkiotis, chair of the Board of Education and longtime Orange County educator, picked up on that theme and railed against politicians who seek to move the nation back to old, discriminatory policies.
Young people have to remember their history. Young people have to be taught their history. Young people need to remember. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat. And there are people in Raleigh and in Washington, D.C. today that want to turn back the clock. They want to bring back what was the good old days for them. They were not the good old days for Dr. King.
Reverend Dr. George I. Allison of New Hope Baptist Church in Greensboro had sharp words for Republican leaders who've worked steadfastly against the president's efforts to expand health care coverage.
The enemy said, we cannot leave this thing else as the affordable health care. We gotta call it Obamacare. Affordable health care will help everybody. When we call it Obamacare, then we can relegate it to a black man.
The first leg of the morning march took citizens to the Dickerson Chapel AME Church, where Reverend George Cruz III of Latticeville Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Hurdle Mills lamented the fates of Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in Staten Island, New York.
We have a problem going on in our country where young black boys are being killed, murdered, if you will, shot down and even choked out, not by some militant group that have the same letters three times in a row, but it's by the folks that were called to serve and protect.
By contrast, the relationships on display between law enforcement officers and Orange County marchers were warm, friendly and often familiar, with lots of handshakes and even hugs. The last stop on the march was at Mount Bright Missionary Baptist Church, where a service was held inside. Rhonda Brooks of Hillsboro was there, joined by a family friend and two young kids, Brooks' niece and granddaughter. Brooks said she wanted the kids to take away one important message from King's work.
He did that march and did all that boycotting and stuff for all of us, for everybody to be one. And that's what I want them to know. Everybody can be one big happy family.
Speaking to the church audience, Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens thanked Celebration Committee Chair Dr. Millicent C. Rainey and all who were involved in putting together the events. Stevens didn't shy away from talking about a stain on the town's history as he celebrated progress made since then, while giving credit where it's due.
This is a stain of slavery, yeah, and of racism and of segregation. There are people in this room who have not felt welcome at different times in the streets of our city. And we celebrate today the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all the people named and unnamed, yeah, who have worked hard to make this community and communities around this country, yeah, welcome.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The National NAACP's former president says much of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream for America has arrived, while more remains undone. The Charlotte Observer reports that Benjamin Jealous told more than 1,100 people at a prayer breakfast in Charlotte that so much here in the United States has changed for the better that King wouldn't recognize the new reality. But Jealous said King also would find familiar the undereducation of too many children and over-incarceration of too many young men. Jealous encouraged expanding opportunities for those who lack them now. He cited Jataka Edie, a 16-year-old McDonald's worker in Johnsonville, South Carolina. She decided to work for an end of death sentences for juveniles, and in less than a decade, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. Problems with the Eno River Association. That story and more coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 8:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Nikki Morse had to run out this morning, but I can tell you that there are no major problems to report with our traffic situation. If you spot anything we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Right now, some of the usual delays beginning out there, especially out near the park, but nothing out of the ordinary, really, as people, a lot of people, get back to normal today. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun as well at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And it looks really nice today. 38 degrees right now. We look for a high today of about 65. It's going to turn around. The thermometer is going to head up very soon here. Mostly sunny today. Really nice day on the way. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows around 42. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy, cooler with a low in the low 30s. Then on Thursday, cooler but sunny and the high in the upper 40s. So we're going to get a brief respite from the cold. Today is really got to be nice. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It's one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
8:17, WCHL. The Eno River Association has been defending the environment for nearly a half century, but this week the nonprofit agency faced a new type of threat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
When we got to work on Monday morning, we found that the four toilets in our office building were overflowing and had flooded pretty much the entire building with something that was clearly sewage.
That's Robin Jacobs, executive director of the Eno River Association. She says a Durham City sewer main backed up, flooding the Guest Road office building with untreated sewage, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage.
They are having to really gut the inside of the building, kind of like in a flood. The wallboard is coming out from about a foot up from the floor, and then everything below that essentially is coming out of the building and will have to be rebuilt.
Initial estimates for the repairs range as high as $100,000. Jacob says the nonprofit can expect to get some money from insurance and possibly some from the city of Durham, but not nearly enough to cover the losses.
We'll be paying for the rest of it with funds that we have, and contributions are welcome and much appreciated.
Though donations will help rebuild the office, Jacob says much of what was lost was the organization's history.
We lost 45 years worth of archives, all kinds of information that people had collected over the history of the Eno River Association, and all of that was destroyed.
Still, the nonprofit is forging ahead with activities and events, including a day of service for kids and adults on Monday and the beloved festival on the Eno in July.
We'll just get through it. We are not going to let this be a setback. We're still doing the things we do, working on land conservation.
The Eno River Association will temporarily relocate its office to Chapel Hill. Robin says the group is planning a dance party fundraiser on February the 21st at the Art Center in Carrboro to raise money for the repairs. If you want to help, you can find out more via a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, another day, another appearance in a national top 10 places list for Chapel Hill. This one's actually a top 15 list, but we're still in the top 10. The website datingadvice.com just listed Chapel Hill as number 5 in its list of the nation's 15 best small cities for singles. The methodology was pretty simple. Dating Advice took Money Magazine's list of the best places to live in America and ranked the towns by their single populations. Chapel Hill ranks high on this list because we have a lot of single people, 39,359 in all, according to the website. Number one on the list, in case Chapel Hill's not doing it for you, that would be Newton, Massachusetts, just west of Boston. Check out datingadvice.com for the full list. And the Hillsborough Arts Council is launching its 2015 Parlor Concert Series this week with a performance by the Steven Anderson Trio. A concert will take place on Sunday, January 25th, that's this coming Sunday, at 4 p.m. at the historic Burnside Home at 201 South Cameron Street. You can buy tickets in advance for $20 at the Eno Gallery or $25 at the door. Seating is limited. Time now for championship sports on WCHL. Our top sports story today. On Monday, UNC officials finally confirmed the news that had been reported unofficially for weeks and weeks. Former Auburn head football coach Gene Chizik has been hired as the next defensive coordinator for the Carolina football team. Chizik served as defensive coordinator at Stephen F. Austin, Central Florida, Auburn, and Texas before a 2-year stint as Iowa State head coach and then 4 years as head coach at Auburn. In 6 years as a head coach, his record was 38 wins and 38 losses, including 33-19 in Auburn from 2009 to 2012, a tenure that included the NCAA championship in 2010. Chizik is a high-profile hire for a football team that has struggled defensively for several years, but he also carries some baggage as Auburn was under NCAA scrutiny for much of his tenure as head coach, and a lot of people are saying that's exactly what Carolina does not need. He's reportedly signed a 3-year contract with UNC worth about $700,000 per year. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Art Chansky of chapelboro.com about yesterday's news.
Art, what's your take? There's so many different things that we could talk about with this.
Oh, no question, Aaron. For the most part, it has to be seen as a good hire for Carolina because he's somewhat of a proven defensive coordinator, and we had about the worst defense in the country last year, so maybe you and I could coach a defense and it would be a little better than it was last year because there's nowhere to go but up. And, you know, on every part of it, the other thing people have to consider is under the cloud that Carolina has lived over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we're not the most desirable place to come go to school, to work. So we may not think about it this way, but it's pretty hard to get someone to come work here for a couple of reasons. We don't pay as much as the SEC schools, and until the NCAA finally rules again and gets through this thing, there's still somewhat of an uncertainty about our future. But, you know, like Will Muschamp, for example, was the head coach at Florida for 3 years, didn't do much. He won 11 games 1 year, but he was fired for going 4-8 his last year. He was out of work for 13 days, and then he was hired by Auburn as the defensive coordinator for $1.6 million a year for 3 years. Wow. You know, Gene Chizik was out of work for 2 years, and the question is, well, if he's such a good coach, how come nobody hired him? Well,
kind of a similar story with Chizik at Auburn than with Muschamp at Florida. Had the one really good year, won the national championship, and then fired, what, 2-3 years later for...
Yeah, well...
going, what, 3-9, 4-8?
Yeah, 3-9 and 0-8 in the SEC, yeah. But there was also some stuff going on in his program.
Right.
But, you know, the problem is that Carolina's never going to pay $1.6 for a defensive offensive coordinator. And Chizik, the 2 years that he worked for the SEC network, he probably made more money just being paid off by Auburn than he could have by taking a job. And we're going to pay him just under $700,000, about a $691,000 package for 3 years when everything is done. I can't remember what Vince Koenig was making. We could look it up, but it's probably twice as much as Vince Koenig was making. Mm-hmm. It's a gamble for Carolina, but again, you need to get somebody who, A, is going to excite the fan base, mm-hmm. which, based on the reaction today, he certainly has done that. But, you know, the idea that, that Chizik's coming and he has a little pedigree to his name mm-hmm. still doesn't erase the fact that he's going to be coaching ACC players who have been playing at a school that's been on probation, that's been under a cloud, versus the SEC players. Mm-hmm. So it's a different brand of players. Now, we may have some players who are as good as the players in the SEC, but certainly not as many of them. So we have to get better players and make the players that we have better.
So that's the sort of the on-the-field reaction. Talk about the off-the-field. Sort of, you mentioned that Carolina has been under a cloud for the last few years, and that's why it's had some difficulty hiring good coaches for this position. Chizik potentially being the exception, but Chizik comes from Auburn, and he comes from Auburn at that time when all of that was kind of under a cloud too. And I remember this is the very beginning, the first couple of years of the scandal here at Carolina. A lot of the talk, and there was a lot of merit to this, was, well, why is Carolina getting thrown under the bus by the NCAA and getting one sanction after another for doing it right and being transparent when we could have just done what they did at Auburn and closed the door and not let anyone in and they get off scot-free? And now Chizik comes here. So, and I know there's a lot of people reacting negatively to that.
Yeah, to me, that's the one negative. And that's what I've said all along, is that if we're paying a PR firm $1 million to help us get good publicity, and you know, we want to be squeaky clean, and we want to turn the nose of this ship clearly into clear waters. That we're not going to do anything that resembled anything that we've done in the past on the negative side. Then why do we hire a coach from a school that's been the punchline mm-hmm. for cheating over the last 15
and
years?
And sort of creating the punchline here. I mean, the cover of the Independent Weekly was that last week had the ball bouncing off of the Carolina player's head, like UNC fumbles the hire, and that's what they're talking about.
Right, exactly. And so when you do that, and I do believe it when they say that Gene Chizik was vetted and investigated more than any other coach probably they've ever hired. Just the association with the program that, yes, won the national championship with a quarterback that had a scandal surrounding him, Cam Newton. That's the one negative, I think, that if people are trying to look at Carolina as to take that the scarred reputation that we've had and turn it around and begin to restore the reputation as one of the great public Ivies and one of the schools that does everything the right way, this is not a positive in that regard.
And it's Archansky of ChapelBrew.com and host of Archansky Sports Notebook here on WCHL, speaking with Aaron Keck. And now let's turn our attention to round ball on WCHL. It's 8:27.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Every time I hear Duke EV go off on Coach K, I think, get a room. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I know. Mike Krzyzewski is about to earn career coaching victory number 1,000 this week, a number that may never be equal for several reasons. First, head coaches don't start anymore as young as Krzyzewski did in his late 20s. And they don't last as long as Coach K, who is currently in his 40th year. And for the coaches he has already passed, like Bob Knight and Dean Smith, teams play about 6 more games a season than 20 years ago, which really helps rack up those wins. So there is no denying what kind of a program they have at Duke under Krzyzewski's leadership. But the accolades that continue to roll in can go a bit over the top. For example, during Duke's win at Louisville Saturday, Dick Vitale went off for about 90 seconds on all that Coach K has accomplished, and he ended the suck-up segment by saying, "He is the greatest coach of any sport of any time in the history of the world," or something like that. The Krzyzewski PR machine, which is stout, has helped perpetuate this myth that, according to Vitale, eclipses John Wooden's 10 national championships, Red Auerbach's 9 NBA championships, Vince Lombardi, Casey Stengel, Urban Meyer, Nick Saban, and Pop Warner, for cripe's sakes. Carolina fans go crazy when they hear Vitale ventilate about Coach K, because in their heart they know Dean Smith was 26-14 head-to-head versus K-coach teams, and make some notable comparisons with Roy Williams,
who, by the way, became a head coach 10 years later than Krzyzewski, and based on his career average of 28 wins a season, would already have 1,000 if he had started in 1978 instead of 1988. But here are a couple of facts that really rankle Tar Heels most everywhere. How many Final Fours has Duke been in the last 10 years? One. How many has Old Roy been in the last 10 years? Three. How many national championships has Duke won in the last 10 years? One. How many has Carolina won? Two. And then there is the NCAA tournament. How many times has Krzyzewski's teams been one and done in the big dance? Five. 1984 v. Washington. 1996 v. Eastern Michigan. 2007 v. VCU. 2012 v. Lehigh. And 2014 versus Mercer. How many times has Roy Williams been one and done in the NCAA tournament? Never. He holds the NCAA record for first-round wins in the big dance, which is 24-0 and counting. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by GEICO.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by providing a variety of printing services, including business cards, banners, manuals, brochures, presentations, and more. You can also submit your requests online at theupsstore.com/printing. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard in Meadowmont and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years. Locally owned since day one.
Enjoy a night of scotch and scrumptious fare at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, January 29th. Join scotch aficionado Gary Crunkleton and Glenfiddich ambassadors Judd Ralph in savoring smooth scotch along with a delicious wild game dinner. The evening begins at 6:30 p.m. with a tasty reception with scotch and past hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by an exceptional three-course wild game dinner with wine. Afterwards, enjoy dessert with scotch and cigars. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. It's going to be a really nice day. Lots of sunshine. High today in the middle 60s. Tonight partly cloudy with the overnight low about 42. And then tomorrow partly sunny. Not quite as warm. High tomorrow in the upper 50s. Really nice weather coming here for the next few days. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:33, we have 40 degrees in Chapel Hill, and the beginning of a really nice day. As I said, a lot of sunshine today, high today about 65. It's going to feel like spring out there. Among events taking place all across the country yesterday on the national holiday, celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there was a rally and march held in Chapel Hill. One of the highlights, a rousing speech from Michelle Laws, President president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, and a lot of folks were there yesterday. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a full report on that on our website at chapelboro.com. You can also read the full report on what happened in Hillsboro. About 200 marchers gathered downtown in Hillsboro on yesterday's nice occasion. It was the 20th anniversary Northern Orange King celebration, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there to report on that. You can get full reports on both those celebrations taking place yesterday on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, the Eno River Association has been defending the environment for nearly 50 years, but this week, the nonprofit organization faced a new type of threat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When we got to work on Monday morning, we found that the four toilets in our office building were overflowing and had flooded pretty much the entire building with something that was clearly sewage.
That's Robin Jacobs, executive director of the Eno River Association. She says a Durham City sewer main backed up, flooding the Guest Road office building with untreated sewage, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage.
They are having to really gut the inside of the building, kind of like in a flood. The wallboard is coming out from about a foot up from the floor, and then everything below that essentially is coming out of the building and will have to be rebuilt.
Initial estimates for the repairs range as high as $100,000. Jacob says the nonprofit can expect to get some money from insurance and possibly some from the city of Durham, but not nearly enough to cover the losses.
We'll be paying for the rest of it with funds that we have, and contributions are welcome and much appreciated.
Though donations will help rebuild the office, Jacob says much of what was lost was the organization's history.
We lost 45 years worth of archives, all kinds of information that people had collected over the history of the Eno River Association, and all of that was destroyed.
Still, the nonprofit is forging ahead with activities and events, including a day of service for kids and adults on Monday and the beloved festival on the Eno in July.
We'll just get through it. We are not going to let this be a setback. We're still doing the things we do, working on land conservation.
The Eno River Association will temporarily relocate its office to Chapel Hill. Robin says the group is planning a dance party fundraiser on February the 21st at the Art Center in Carrboro to raise money for the repairs. If you want to help, you can find out more via a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The owners of the Varsity Theater downtown Chapel Hill on Franklin Street say they've raised enough money now to convert one projector from film to digital, and they plan to aim higher in the next month.
You know, it's been overwhelming to say the least as far as the response.
That's Paul Shereshin. He and his wife Susan bought the Varsity back in 2009, bringing movies back to Franklin Street after the theater closed down earlier that year. This December, the Shereshians warned the screens might go dark again if they couldn't raise the $50,000 needed to convert one of the theaters from 35mm film to digital projection to keep up with new movie production standards. They launched a Kickstarter campaign and garnered the full goal less than halfway through the 60-day fundraising window. Shereshian says any additional money raised in the remaining month will go to convert the second projector at the Varsity, which will cost another $50,000.
For the equipment, it's $50,000 per theater. Even though the one theater is much larger as far as seat capacity and stuff, it's the same projector and everything that would run on the screen and stuff like that, so it would be another $50,000.
Shereshian says he's thrilled not only to have met the goal to go digital, but by the outpouring of support from the community.
Susan and I have been overwhelmed by the support, both financially, obviously through the pledges, and just, you know, the emails and people coming in off the street and saying, you know, the kind of things that we kind of felt all along as far as, you know, what the place meant to people. Just congratulations, stuff like that. We really do appreciate it.
More than 700 people have pledged money to the campaign so far. You can find out more by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Remember, any contribution is certainly welcome. There's no donation that is too small or too large, certainly, to help the Varsity Theater. And we've had so much sports news this morning, particularly the hiring of Gene Chizik as Carolina's new defensive coordinator for the football team. We didn't have a lot of time to devote to an excellent profile today from WCHL's Avery Trindle on Carolina pitcher Trent Thornton. And believe it or not, we're just a few weeks out from the season opener at Bossemer Stadium for Mike Fox and the outstanding Carolina baseball program. You can go to our website to hear that story. That's chapelboro.com. Again, Avery Trindle profiling Trent Thornton, and actually kind of a preview of the Carolina baseball season. We'll continue to do this as we count down to First Pitch Baseball Preview Series as that continues right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. 8:38, Ron Stutz here. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Matt Bailey. He talks about development in Chapel Hill and says the Costco ferry isn't coming to save us. That's today's commentary. We'll also have Adopt-A-Pet in just a few minutes. We'll tell you about a cat that is up for adoption right here on WCHL. Don't go anywhere.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero to its signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Well, good morning. It is 8:41 at WCHL. Time now for Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming at Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day, so teachers visit them in Meadowmont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with purchase. And we have Mary here from Independent Animal Rescue, and Mary brought Meg along today, or perhaps it was the other way around. Maybe Meg brought Mary. But Mary, tell us about this beautiful cat.
Well, little Meg is just about 6 months old now, and she came to us 2 months ago. We had a phone call to say there was a cat feeding outside somebody's house, and it had a dragging leg. And we had the vet take a look at it and found the leg was very badly broken and couldn't be set. Meg was such an affectionate little cat that we definitely felt we wanted to have her in our adoption program. And so she just recently, just a week ago, had the leg amputated, and she's just doing very well on it. She runs around just like the other cats, enjoys life, is very affectionate.
So she really is in great shape otherwise.
Oh, yes, right. She's going to make a wonderful pet for somebody. She's just the softest, sweetest little cat, lovely little gray kitten.
Well, she's really, how old do you think she is?
We think she's about 6 months old, okay. Yes.
And describe her appearance, if you would.
Well, she's a very soft, coated gray kitten. She has lovely green eyes, sweet little face, just a very petite little girl.
Yeah, really, really nice kitty. Tell you that much. Tell us about Independent Animal Rescue, if you would. What do you do at Independent Animal Rescue? For the folks who don't know.
We try and find homes for cats and dogs who have been abandoned or have no place to go. We also try and control the overpopulation problem of animals with education and with spaying and neutering.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to see a picture of Meg, we're going to have that on our website, and I would imagine you have her on your website as well.
We do indeed.
That is animalrescue.net if you want to go to Independent Animal Rescue's website. Our website, of course, is chapelbro.com. We'll also have her on Facebook today, and we have almost a 100% adoption rate. So I think Meg can probably count on going to a new home really soon. Mary, I want to thank you for doing what you do to help the animals. I know that there are so many volunteers out there who work really hard to make sure we take care of them.
There really are, and we want to thank you for WCHL for helping us get these animals nice homes.
Well, let's find one for her. And again, you can get more details in just a little while here. We'll have a picture and a story on our website and also on Facebook. And animalrescue.net is the independent animal rescue website where you can find out more. Easy to adopt, and Meg is ready for a permanent home. Mary, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Adopt a Pet on Tuesdays on WCHL, always brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. 844. I'm Rod Stutz. Time now for today's opinion piece.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. After decades of just saying no to big retail, it suddenly hit some folks in Chapel Hill that sending all that sales tax to Durham wasn't such a smart idea after all. Some of the very same people who fought new stores for years now say the way to bring them back is to ban new housing. The latest example is The Edge, the proposed development on Eubanks Road at 40 and 86. We don't need a mix of homes, offices, and stores there, they claim. We need a Target or a Costco. I hate to break it to you, but Target and Costco aren't interested in The Edge. Drive north or west of The Edge and you'll quickly see why. Hardly anybody lives there, and thanks to our rural buffer, hardly anybody ever will. Target and Costco want to be in the center of the population, not the edge. Chapel Hill already has areas that are zoned and ready for retail today. The problem is the stores we want don't want those locations either. When Dillard's left University Mall, Target wasn't interested. When Borders Books closed, the only taker was UNC Healthcare. The fact is, more and more of today's shoppers want something different than Chapel Hill's aging shopping centers. They want the kind of place that feels more like an old-fashioned downtown. Don't believe it? Go to the Weaver Street lawn on a Saturday afternoon and notice all the people. Then go to University Mall or Rams Plaza. No wonder Cameron's left Chapel Hill for Carrboro. To attract more stores, we need to create places that attract more people. So when someone tells you we'll finally get more stores in Chapel Hill if we simply ban new housing, remember, keeping new neighbors out won't bring new stores in, especially to locations that those stores just don't want. The Costco ferry isn't coming to save us. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Pilot for just $320 a month with zero to it signing. Or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during the inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See dealer for complete details.
When Squids opened over 20 years ago, we made a commitment to serving hot, fresh hush puppies to every table. They're really very simple, basically cornmeal and water. But when you bite into a hush puppy, you're transported to the coast. It's the perfect prelude to any seafood dish, whether it's fried oysters, grilled mahi-mahi, or fresh Maine lobster. And it's our way of welcoming you to Squids. Squids Famous Hush Puppies, the perfect start to a delicious seafood dinner.
848 WCHL with 41 degrees now and looking for a high today of about 65. It's really going to be a nice day, so get ready for that. Of course, it was a nice day yesterday. Marches, all kinds of events, celebrations, etc. in honor of the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. We have all of those stories related to the King celebration, the King National Holiday, on our website at chapelboro.com. Check it out, and you can find not only all our news stories, but all our sports stories, including the hiring of Gene Chizik as Carolina's new defensive coordinator for the football team, the latest on Carolina basketball, and a whole lot more on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Also, a variety of opinion columns and a lot more, some wonderful photo galleries, including galleries of yesterday's festivities, all of that right there, chapelboro.com. Also, with instantly live streaming, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, rather unusual word today. Actually, it's a phrase from Wayne Pond. Call me right now if you remember what it is, if you can spell it, and if you can define it. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. The word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. And you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kathy Porter is Executive Director of the RSVP 55 Plus Volunteer Program, a part of the Orange County Department on Aging. And Kathy Porter is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Well, the RSVP program is the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and we basically recruit volunteers that are 55 years of age and over, and we recruit them and refer them to nonprofit agencies throughout the community. At this time, we have approximately 550 volunteers that work in over 100 different nonprofit agencies and programs. We have some volunteers that almost look at it as a full-time job, working in several different agencies maybe. It is something that it takes great dedication for some people. On the other hand, you've got people that maybe work once a month for maybe 4 hours. Maybe they work several times a year doing one-shot volunteer assignments, helping out with a health fair or a street festival or just one-time things.
Kathy Porter has served as director of the RSVP program for a long time.
Been with the program here in Orange County 25 years now, and as executive director, 19 years as executive director.
Wow, that's been a long time, and I know you've worked with some wonderful people, and I guess that probably is one of the main pleasures of the job, getting to work with such great people, at the same time knowing that you're really helping the Orange County community.
Oh, yes. We not only work with nonprofit agencies, we have several programs that we coordinate ourselves through RSVP, and one of those programs is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, where we work with people who have low to middle incomes, and we prepare their tax returns.
RSVP hosts an annual recognition luncheon.
It's a wonderful event.
Kathy Porter, thank you for all you do to make Orange County a better place in which to live. Kathy Porter, Director of the RSVP Program. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Rob Warren, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It's actually a phrase today, in medias res. In medias res, that's what Wayne said. It means starting in the middle of something. I-N, and then another word, M-E-D-I-A-S, and then the third word is R-E-S. In medias res, starting in the middle of something. Well, if you want to be starting something, congratulations. Rob gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you're always good to go. 856 WCHL, the beginning of a nice day here today. High today about 65. More on the weather coming up.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi.
I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carr.